Hey guys, I guess this will be my first episode of 365. I know it's a really weird time to start it off, but here we go. This is mainly just for me and talking to myself, and I know that's a little weird. But if people come to like it, I don't know how, because they're not going to know about it. But if they do, cool, man. We'll see how it goes when we get there. This is all this podcast is about, man, is talking about what I did today. And that's basically it. Maybe some of my hobbies. I don't know. I had a tough time picking the category because of it. But, this is it, I guess. I mean, shoot. Today, honestly, all I was thinking about is, like, all my friends at school and stuff, and y'all already know I'm 15, shoot, that's the name of the thing, but, I mean, I was just thinking about how all my friends, and I got a permit, because I got an early birthday, but I know at least 7-8 of my friends, which, I mean, it's not a whole bunch, but, shoot, it's enough for me. They gotta wait until their junior year before they can drive, and I was just thinking, like, that's rough. I mean, this COVID business got us all out of whack, and it doesn't seem like it's gonna end. Sometimes you wonder what the heck is happening, man, and you never really know. Never do. Shoot, man, what else did I do today? I gotta make this thing 10 minutes long. I was listening to this guy on SoundCloud. He's really good. His artist name is Never Perfect, and he does a lot of chill, calming anime covers, which is really cool. I'm not even huge fans of the anime that he covers, but the way he does it is really nice. And it, if you're looking for some like lo-fi beats or something just to chill out to, maybe do homework, maybe kind of sit there and aimlessly stare, that's your guy. I mean, y'all should go support him. Like, if anybody's listening, just go check out his song, man. I mean, he's got, like, what, 190 something subscribers on YouTube or whatever. I mean, I know that's, like, nothing, and he's trying really hard, so go show him some love or something. I know you probably don't care. Shoot, I probably don't care. But, yeah. Just thinking about school starting and how weird it's going to be going higher to school and having to wear a mask and stuff. And which, I mean, yeah, I understand about the mask, but then again, you got to think, shoot, everybody's going to be tired of it. Everybody's done with this thing, so I don't know, man, I don't know. Because this COVID stuff doesn't get any better. It's just like, I really don't know. But we're all trying here, so we'll see. Look, we got this hybrid school for a couple of weeks, and then we got regular school, and they're splitting it up to like first name, which kind of makes me feel like we're in a dystopian future. And I was like, dang, that's kind of crazy. We're all getting separated in like class. It's like, shoot. Which it is kind of crazy. You got to think about it. Like, the last time anybody was majorly classed, like, as classed, I mean, like, you told who you are based on your, not who you are, but, like, what your name is or what student number you are, is, like, the Holocaust. That was the last major thing. But I feel like that stuff's about to come back with school and stuff. They're going to be, like, numbers this through this. It's got to go over here. And number that through that. It's got to go over there. I just think that's crazy. And, like, adults don't know what to deal with it because this is the first thing of its kind, but they're trying to give us support. Which, I mean, that's cool and all, but they can't really talk because they're all going to, like, their jobs. They get to see people every day. Shoot, man, I'm stuck in a house, I don't know, 6 days out of the week. And the one time I do get my friend, it's kind of, like, weird because you got to stay 6 feet apart and you can't talk to him. I'm done with this COVID stuff, man. I'm done with this COVID stuff. It's crazy. I can't believe all this junk going on. Because, like, I had plans. I was going to finish up my Eagle Scout. I was going to try to go for my second Don. I was going to do a whole bunch of stuff, and it all got canceled. But, I mean, I guess I found some cool stuff. I started new hobbies. I restore old mechanical objects. So far, the best two things that I've restored is a 1910, it's a Kellogg phone, and this is the one that sticks to the wall and you gotta wind it, and it's like Alexander Graham Bell looking phone, man. It's pretty sweet. I gotta hang it up in my room right now. And the other thing that I did is I fixed up this 1930s jungle hammock, which it was in horrid condition, but I fixed it up, redid all the ropes, everything, and that was really fun. I enjoyed doing that because I got to learn a lot more knots that I didn't know, and some of them are actually very useful. So, I mean, if you don't got a hobby and you like working with your hands or just doing something, restoring old stuff is extremely fun. I'm just saying. You're just sitting there, and all you do is figure out how every little thing works. And it's just, you just gotta take pictures along the way to document what you do. If you don't, you'll get lost and break stuff, like I almost did. I almost broke like 20 things. Probably shouldn't be messing with this stuff, but I am. But yeah, I mean, just trying to do whatever gets you by, and trying to see what kind of things, and trying to read my summer reading book, but both of them are weird. One's like a dystopian future with, like, oh, it's just weird. And then one's a play, which I'm not huge into Shakespeare or plays, but because, like, you can't even read those. You gotta, like, analyze. You get, like, the teachers suck all the fun out of reading. Like, I used to love reading. I used to read all the time. Hit seventh grade, no more reading. Zero, zip, nil, nothing. Just, like, sucked the joy out of it. You can't even read a book for enjoyment. You gotta analyze what the word "the" means on page 213. Like, what the hell? Am I gonna, like, when I walk into a job interview, they're gonna ask, okay, in the book The Giver, what did the purpose "as then he walked" do on page 113 in chapter 7? No, nobody's gonna ask you that. Like, good God, just give us a break. It's not like our job's gonna be analyzing books. Being serious, there's not a real whole lot of stuff that analyzes books for a job. Maybe journalism if you're going back in old dates and stuff, but goodness gracious, man, God, I don't understand it. Which I'm kind of impartial because I hate reading, or not hate reading, I hate language, which is also impartial because all my teachers hate me, so it's probably just me. But I don't know, I get frustrated at them a lot, so hopefully this year will be different, which I am, so our school is really weird, and we split our 9th grade from our 10th through 12th, but I'm going to the main high school building right now, which is really cool, and I'm really pumped about it, which is supposed to be fun. I know a lot of the people in grades above me and stuff, so it should be pretty nice. Otherwise, I got nothing, man. I'm surprised I made it 10 minutes. I almost died. But we'll see you tomorrow. This is episode 1. Let me check what the date is before I end it. So I can say, holy crap, it's been a year after the year. Alright, it is July 21st. That is a big old date. Alright, I guess I'll see y'all guys tomorrow. Bye.